This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And we're going to spend some time over the next months or so talking about mothers and daughters right in time for Mother's Day. We have a fabulous new book out called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mothers and Daughters. And it's all about that magical bond between mothers and daughters and grandmothers and mothers-in-law. And today I'm going to share two stories that amazed me about those miraculous bonds between mothers and daughters, bonds that even survive death. Even though I've edited more than 15,000 Chicken Soup for the Soul stories, this is one of the stories that I've always remembered because I love the mystery of it. It was first published in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Touched by an Angel. So you decide after you hear this story, how did this happen? So Johanna Richardson tells us that she was driving home from working late one night and she was exhausted. She had been at the office for 16 hours that day and she had a long drive ahead of her. And suddenly, out of nowhere, she felt this overwhelming need to see her husband's grandmother, who was in her 90s and in a nursing home even farther away than Johanna's home. It was way after visiting hours, and Johanna wouldn't get there until after 11. So she decided it was a ridiculous impulse and she wouldn't do it. But then as she was about to take the exit ramp to go home, she felt the urge even more strongly. So she stayed on the highway and drove to the nursing home. When she got to Grandma's room, she found her sitting on the side of her bed, awake and perky with the light on. She was thrilled to see her visitor. And not 1 minute later, who showed up but Johanna's husband? He was a police detective and had been working late too. And he whispered to Johanna that he felt like an idiot, but he had felt an urgent need to visit his grandma and he had left work in the middle of his shift. They had a nice visit. And then Johanna and her husband left the nursing home in the wee hours of the morning, Johanna to go home and her husband to go back to work and make up the hours from his shift. Grandma asked if they could stay longer, but they couldn't. They told her they loved her, they kissed her goodbye, and they said they would return the next day in daylight. But then, shortly after Johanna got home, the phone rang. It was the nursing home. Grandma had died in her sleep. Johanna and her husband were stunned and heartbroken, but so grateful that they had both listened to their inner voices or their gut feelings or ESP from grandma or whatever it was that compelled them both independently to go and visit grandma in the middle of the night, which was something they had never done before. Whether you think it's divine intervention, guardian angels whispering in your ear, or just plain intuition, it's worth listening to that little voice inside your head. The late Dr. Joyce Brothers said, trust your hunches. Hunches are usually based on facts filed away just below the conscious level. Sometimes your gut tells you something that you wouldn't glean from just reviewing the facts. And then, of course, there's also that mysterious power that grandmothers have.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now here's another amazing story about an incredible bond between a mother and daughter who didn't even know each other. This story is by Christy Blakeway, and she tells us that she had decided to do something different for community service at Christmas time with her teenage students. They had been planning to give out food and clothing to homeless people in an area known as Vancouver's downtown East Side, which is a very poor neighborhood. But then they realized that the homeless there were already receiving plenty of food and clothing. Christy says, rather than handing out food and clothing, we made greeting cards so that the homeless had something to give. The idea was simple. We would take our blank, handmade greeting cards to the streets and invite people to write to those they had lost touch with. It proved to be a great idea. People who had not spoken with family for years opened up and shared their stories. The homeless wrote to their children, parents, friends, and siblings, and they trusted the teenagers with their messages. The students did searches to connect the homeless with their families, and they ended up making hundreds of connections. Christy decided that she would explore some of the stories in more depth by taking one of the homeless people to lunch each month. Cindy was the first lady she met. Cindy had moved to Vancouver 20 years earlier after escaping an abusive relationship and giving her child up for adoption in Ontario. On the day Christy met her, Cindy had been contemplating suicide, thinking that she had little to live for as she was battling hepatitis, HIV, and heroin addiction. Cindy had one reason for living, though, and that was her hope that even though 27 years had passed, she might still meet the daughter she gave up for adoption. All she knew was her daughter's first name, Paige, and her birth date and birthplace. Christy spent the whole night searching social media, looking at every profile she could find of women named Paige in Ontario. She finally found one with a matching birth date, but the Facebook account was inactive. Christy was clicking through Paige's friend list anyway, and she recognized someone on the list. It was a friend of one of her friends. So Christy contacted her friend, who contacted his friend who knew Paige, and the connection was made. And it turned out that the friend knew that Paige had started looking for her birth mother. Within hours, Paige and Christy were on the phone. It turned out that Paige, like her mother, had struggled with addiction. She told Christy that a book that helped her a lot was called In the Realm of Hungry Ghosts. It was about the area in Vancouver where Christy had been doing outreach and where Cindy lived. Paige said that book had helped her get off drugs when she was pregnant because she had read a story in the book about a homeless woman in Vancouver named Celia who had given up her child because of drugs. That story about Celia was exactly what Paige needed to get clean. Paige had even written a letter to the author of the book to thank him and tell him how that particular story had changed her life. After talking to Paige, Christy went out and found Cindy to tell her that her daughter had been found. When Christy told her about the story that had caused Paige to get clean and have her daughter, Cindy told her something that astounded her. The Celia in that story in that book was actually Cindy. The story was about her, but the author had changed her name to protect her privacy. While battling her addiction in Ontario, Paige's life had been changed by the story in that book about her own mother living in British Columbia. Without even knowing it, Cindy had mothered her child. And the goodness continued because the very next day, Cindy checked herself into rehab so she could be sober for the first time in nearly 3 decades. Now she had a reason to live and a reason to get clean. 5 months later, Cindy and Paige met in person for the first time since Paige was born. Through a series of amazing coincidences and some good detective work, Christy had pulled off a miracle. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul Mothers and Daughters. You can find it on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Kroger, BJ's, Fred Meyer, Myers, and other big box retailers and independent bookstores. Now, do you have your own story to share with our readers? We are always looking for new people to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul writing family. Just go to chickensoup.com, go to the books pull down menu, click on Submit Your Story, and you will see all the topics we're working on, and we will guide you through the process of submitting your story. And please come back for our next episode for 5 stories from our latest best-selling dog book about the amazing bonds we have with the dogs in our lives.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.